I'm going to invite Lynn up in a moment. She's going to be preaching this morning. But I wanted to just say something. Lynn's had quite a big impact upon this church. She doesn't know this because I haven't had this conversation with her. And it's to do with an article that she wrote in Baptist Together, a sort of magazine that goes out. And this was probably, I don't remember when, probably well over a year ago. Because it was one of the key things that meant that we went into this relationship between St. Austell and Truro. Because what Lynn was talking about is covenant relationship. And covenant relationship between churches. And actually, what she was challenging us with is saying, relationships have got to matter. And they've got to mean something. And sometimes they have to cost something. And so that was a key sort of word for me as we entered into this relationship together between St. Austell and Truro. And I think what Lynn is doing is speaking very powerfully and prophetically into the life of the Baptist Union. And it's very important that she's here today to speak prophetically into our gathering here as churches. But also it's important that we pray for her and the role that she has within the Baptist Union at this time. So Lynn, I'm going to invite you up and I'm going to pray for you as you share this morning. So I want to thank you, Lord, that you have put a word in Lynn's heart for us today. And I want to pray that as she speaks, she would know liberty and freedom in the Spirit to bring what it is you've given her to bring. But Lord, I would pray too that you would touch our hearts and our ears as we listen today. That Lord, we would have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. So I just pray blessing and peace upon her now as she shares. Freedom and liberty in the name of Christ. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.